Sage and Jared's Happy Gland Band, right here on Ear to the Ground.
So I write songs about very deep subjects.
And the song is in the key of D.
Yes.
For deep.
This is a song about waking up in the morning and feeling that overwhelming sense of doubt and fear and existential anxiety overwhelm you, and then continuing on with your day and putting your pants on anyway, which is something I avoid doing at all costs. But it becomes necessary around this time of year, unfortunately.
Yes, it do.
Okay, a two, a one. I am gonna put some pants on. Yes, siree, I'm gonna put some pants on. Oh, I am gonna put some pants on as a way of starting up my day. I'm gonna put some coffee in my system, some creamy sugar coffee in my system. I'm gonna put some coffee in my system as a way of starting up my day today. Will I laugh or will I weep? Or will I sigh, fall back asleep? Will I call mom on the phone or make soup with an old ham bone? Well, I guess we'll see, but most importantly, some pants on, some checkered sequined cutoff pleated pants on. Oh, I am gonna put some pants on as a way of starting up my day. Leopard printed pants on. Oh, I am gonna put some pants on as a way of starting up my day. Oh, we're supposed to talk about it.
Yeah, this song's called Walking.
It's about stalking. I wrote it.
Because one must walk in order to stalk.
Not that I know anything about stalking. I promise. Slowly walking, lonely walking in a circle or two. Walking slowly, walking lonely, walking through a place in your view. I'm a little shy and spittle, always seems to fly from my mouth. I'm a little shy and spittle, always seems to make things go south. You're a kind one, you're a blind one, one who doesn't understand these illusions. You're a kind one, you're a blind one, one who intensifies this confusion. So we'll see what it'll be. Who do you love freely? Could it be me? shy one, I'm a sly one, I've the face of an ocelot cat. Meow. I'm a shy one, I'm a sly one. Did you think that I didn't know that? Walking slowly, walking lonely, walking in a circle or two. Walking slowly, walking lonely, walking through a place in your view. Jared Putnam is a writer of sweet and tender love songs.
That's the truth.
And here's the best example we could come to support that.
This is the sweetest and tenderest love song I've ever written. It's called Die, Die, Die. It goes a little something like this. One, two, three, two. Would you cry, cry, cry if I die, die, die? Would you ball, ball, ball if I fall off a wall? Would you weep, weep, weep? If I leap, leap, leap from a steep, steep cliff into the deep, would you frown, frown, frown if I drown, drown, drown? Would you feel just fine if I drank straight night? Would you feel alright? Could you sleep at night if I just up and died out of spite? When I'm dead, 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 will your heart be filled with dread? When I'm rotten, 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 will I only be forgotten? When I decompose, will you place a rose on my grave where forever I shall doze? Would you be concerned if I burn, burn, burn? Would you laugh, laugh, laugh if I cut myself in half? Would you call my mom if they drop the atom bomb? Would you cry, cry, cry if I die? Shatter, shatter, shatter every bone in my back with a crack, crack, crack and a moan and a groan. If I broke every bone. If I got sick, 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 would you stick, 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 stick around with me? If I got leprosy and I lost all my toes and my fingers and my nose, would you stick around and say adios? When I'm dead and gone, will your heart go on like Celine Dion's in that stupid song? When I'm ashes in the urn, will your heart still yearn? Will glowing embers of eternal undying love in your soul forever burn? Would you care, care, care if I got mauled by a bear? Would it bring you to tears if a bat bit off my ears? Would you feel remorse if I got trampled by a horse? Would you cry, cry, cry? Please don't lie, lie, lie. Will you cry?
Okay, so it's time for the creation myth. Every band has a creation myth, and some of them are more ornate than others. Jared Putnam's background, I know musically, has moved around quite a bit, although it all seems to cohere in a very atypical fashion, beginning with heavy metal electric music, moving to Western swing, moving to mangy jazz, which is a very broad concept, then moving into your own compositions, which include things that are almost avant-garde pieces and neoclassical pieces and complicated pieces. And then you arrive here. Was Sage Harrington fully formed at that point?
Was Sage? Yes, you had all her limbs.
I was only a single-celled organism floating in a petri dish.
Yes.
That's where Boiling Black Oceans, one of the songs that appears on the CD, originated.
Yes, that's right.
Well, in all seriousness, take me back a year. How did your musical sensibilities come together to the point where you thought you could take Jared, take time away from all your other music commitments and sage you with a solo record, the record Maybe, which had been out not very long when this thing started to come together.
That's true.
Well, we started dating.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else to say about our beginnings as a band?
Well, no. We started the timing worked out.
We started dating, and then 2 minutes after that, we started playing music together.
That's right.
And then on October 27th, 2012, we had our first show, opening for The Haunted Wind Chimes at Sister Bar, which had just recently opened.
Mm-hmm.
And Les Chat Lunatique was supposed to open that show, but...
Mooney broke his neck. And so we did it instead.
So we did it instead, and mm-hmm. we were very unprepared.
Yeah.
But we did it anyway.
And it went over big. So in a way, you're sort of the anti-Tedeschi Trucks. Because
there are only two of us. Because their van has like 18 people.
No, it's an inside joke. We won't go into it.
Okay.
So you come into this already with a solo catalog, each of you. And the first musics from the Happy Gland Band that I got and that I shared with Ear to the Ground were solo, the two of you doing Sage's song, You Are a Terrible Person. And then the two of you doing Jared's song, which is from your own, the Brontosaurus CD.
Brontosaurus on Pluto.
Brontosaurus on Pluto, and that's When I'm With You. That's your sort of opens the door to some of these mordant love songs that you've become so well known for.
Yes. Yeah, we thought, you know, we each had these solo projects, and then when we started playing music together, we thought it would be cool to play a little bit, to sort of combine those and see how they combined, and it seemed like it was a pretty good formula.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like the way with her playing the ukulele, me playing bass, it creates a surprisingly coherent sound and a pretty full sound, I think. With seems to encompass all the, you know, the musical spectrum, and I don't know. I like the way it's working.
Even though it seems like it shouldn't work, it kind of works.
Yeah, it's like the tiniest instrument and the biggest instrument, but it sounds...
Have you done any instrumentals at this point?
On the CD has two instrumentals, but they are just me playing ukulele tunes that I made up.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't really worked on any instrumental.
Not that feature mm-hmm. bass and ukulele.
Yeah, no.
I play fiddle, so for in our shows we do some fiddle tunes. But... Mm-hmm. I think are you asking about the weird, like, loopy bass tracks on Jared's CD? Like, if there's going to be some of that with ukulele, that would be cool.
Yeah.
We should do something like that.
Oh, now there's a second CD in the works. We heard it here first. When it comes to writing the songs, and these are not co-written songs. Were these co-written songs? Now these are individual songs, but you're bringing them into the, mm-hmm. the duo.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm hearing, and this is something that that you both share, at least from the solo work, is you're able to reach back in time and sort of conjure or reference jug music, 20s music, Gypsy swing tradition and all of that. I know Les Chat was rather remarkable in being able to always sound new, no matter how far back you were reaching. Is there a trick to that? Are you listening to 20s music and going, that we want to keep, that we don't want to keep, or is it intuitive now?
I don't know. I don't think
we are too lazy for that kind of direct, what's the word I'm looking for? Like articulated, meticulous,
what Sage is trying to say.
Yes, tell me what.
I have no idea, so I'll say what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
Is that I don't really, when I start writing a song, it just, I don't say, I'm going to write a song that sounds like it's from the 20s or whatever. I just start writing a song and it just kind of takes form. And I don't know, I guess I'm a big fan of music from the 20s and just old roots music and stuff. And so it just kind of finds its way into a lot of the songs
This is a song that I wrote called Little Kid, about the wonders of surprise children, because I myself am a surprise child, which I had for most of my childhood. Suspected, but then learned for certain a few years back, and it just seemed like I was realizing that there are way more surprise children out in the world than I had previously realized. I'm whispering just in case. I don't know why I'm whispering. But yes, this is called Little Kid because surprise children deserve a song about the fact that they are surprise children. What, B flat?
B.
Is my song in B flat or B? It's in B.
B regular.
Ew. I didn't make supplements for that.
They.
You don't know a lot there, little kid. You don't know what mom and daddy did before belly balloons and baby cried, back when you were twinkling in their eyes. And you don't even know what twinkles are, cause it don't mean twinkle, twinkle like the star. Do 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 do. There were bars and they were groovy, lots of carefree rented movies. There was music, there was singing, all those times they were a-swinging. I want a piece of that fun. Ready or not, here I come. You don't know a lot there, little kid. You don't know what mom and daddy did before belly balloons and baby cried, back when you were twinkling their eyes. And you don't even know what twinkles are, cause it all means twinkle, twinkle like a star. Closer to the microphone, Jared Putnam.
Oh, I know. I'll get close to the microphone, all right.
Oh, great.
Here's a song called Stroke My Ego.
Because as we've mentioned before, Jared Putnam is a writer of sweet and tender love songs. And here he talks about the most important part of a relationship, the ego stroking.
Give me that beautiful E-flat major chord, Sage.
E-flat major?
Yes.
Why, is this song in E-flat major?
Why, yes it is.
That is a really complicated key.
Stroke my ego when we go out together. Tell me I'm the cutest boy you've ever seen. Just tell me that I'm great and watch my head inflate until it nearly bursts with self-esteem. And when we go to Montego Bay this summer, I'll let you hold my hand and touch my hair. I shall gaze into your eyes, and then I'll realize that all I see is my own reflection in there. Stroke my ego.
Stroke your ego.
Stroke my ego.
Stroke your ego.
You can stroke it, stroke it, stroke it all day long. Stroke my ego.
Stroke your ego.
Stroke my ego.
Stroke your ego.
Start by telling me how much you love this song.
Oh, my darling, dearie, dashing dandy doodle. You're so brave, so strong, so brash and self-assured. If it weren't for these things and your gifts of diamond rings, such arrogance could never be endured.
Never?
No, never. Hmm. If Narcissus were here with us, he'd call you vain. For your sense of self-importance knows no bounds. But how my heartstrings did unfurl when you bought that string of pearls. Now your very presence makes my heart begin to pound. Stroke your ego.
Stroke my ego.
Stroke your ego.
Stroke my ego.
I will stroke it, stroke it, stroke it every day. Stroke your ego.
Stroke my ego.
Stroke your ego.
Stroke my ego.
I'll even tell you that I like your new toupee. Hip hip hooray.
And that's it. That was it. October 18th, or October 12th, actually, 2013. Sage and Jared's Happy Gland Band. Sage Harrington. Vocals and the 1920s soprano ukulele from Martin, and Jared Putnam on vocals and the 1930s upright bass from the K Company, engineered by Ramon Garcia with assistance from Jefferson White and or Eli Willard.